people you know. Opinions that matter. News you can trust. You're listening to The Best at Breakfast. And now, Mark Levy comments.
Now, is it just me, or have you had enough of the energy debate? It's now dragged on for almost two decades. It's destroyed prime ministerships, it's destroyed our manufacturing sector, it's bleeding the taxpayer dry, and it's seen this country go from having the cheapest power prices in the world to having some of the most expensive. The latest chapter in this debate is nuclear. On the one hand, there's the coalition that's going all in on nuclear. Peter Dutton is set to release his plan for net zero nuclear energy before the May budget. His focus seems to be on small modular nuclear reactors. The Albanese government derides SMRs as a fairy tale. They say there is no small modular nuclear reactor in operation anywhere in the world, and in a way they're right. There's no small modular nuclear reactors in operation when it comes to grid-scale power generation, but small modular nuclear reactors are used in the American, British, French, and Chinese nuclear submarines that patrol every ocean around the world every day. Plus, here's some news for Chris Bowen. Mr. Bowen seems to think it will take decades to go nuclear. But wasn't this the bloke in the United Arab Emirates for the COP climate conference earlier this year? When he was there, he should have visited the UAE's Barakah nuclear power plant. The United Arab Emirates started building the nuclear plant in 2012. It came online in 2022. It cost about $35 billion and it produces over 5 gigawatts. That's enough power to power the entire state of Victoria. And it only took a decade to build with the help of the South Koreans. And to power all of Australia, we'd need about 7 of them. All up, it might cost about $250 billion, give or take. That's almost 20% less than we spent on COVID. It's 30% less than we're spending on AUKUS. Not a bad deal, if you ask me. Especially considering Net Zero Australia says the cost of meeting net zero via renewables will be $1.5 trillion by the end of the decade. That's 6 times more expensive than nuclear. But you see, nuclear isn't the only answer. There's also gas. Now, I know we forget about it sometimes because we're so focused on coal, nuclear and renewables, but we have an unbelievable amount of gas in this country. Cop this. Right now, there are several companies drilling for gas in the Northern Territory's Beetaloo Basin. And get this. Some say that the Beetaloo is harbouring 500 trillion cubic feet of gas. 500 trillion cubic feet of gas. Compare that to the WA's Northwest Shelf. The Northwest Shelf is Australia's largest operating gas field. It produces about 60% of the country's gas. The Northwest Shelf has delivered about 18 trillion cubic feet of gas, and it has only about 6 trillion cubic feet of gas left. So that means the untapped Beetaloo gas basin in the Northern Territory has over 20 times more gas than Australia's largest operating gas field. This could power Australia for the rest of the century. Now, this isn't an exaggeration. And don't get me started on Victoria. Right now, Victoria is considering importing liquefied natural gas via giant ships. That's because the energy operator says Victoria will run short of gas by 2028. And yet Victoria is sitting atop some huge gas reserves that could power the state into the 2040s. But of course, nothing is being done because there's too much red and green tape. This is the state of Australia at the moment. We're still the lucky country. There's no country in the world with so much wealth on a per capita basis. But we aren't allowed to use our own luck to our advantage. Because we have climate zealots running the joint who'd rather us reach net zero and go into poverty than prosper as a strong and powerful nation.